In the second chapter, Suta Goswami begins to answer the questions of the sages of Naimisharanya. In our previous class, last month, we were given a description or a definition of the Absolute Truth. Absolute Truth is one, it's not two. The Absolute Truth is one substance. Here in this material world, we are accustomed to relative truths, meaning so many things are dependent on something else for its existence, relative. Even ourselves, we are relative truth. The best example to help us understand absolute truth is the example of the sun in the sky. The sun is giving off unlimited sun rays. The sun rays are relative truth, where the sun planet itself is the independent truth. Therefore, the absolute truth is independent. And that was the first thing we learned in the very first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam several months ago. Abhigya Swarat. The absolute truth is all-knowing and is completely independent. You and I, and everything in this material world, we are not completely independent. We are minutely independent. Total, complete independence that is only possible for the absolute truth or God Himself. So in the previous verse last month, Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan Itti Shabdyate. This non-dual oneness or one item is understood in three different features. The first feature of the Absolute Truth, Brahman, the all-pervading spiritual energy. The second feature of the Absolute Truth, Paramatma, God in the heart and within every atom, Paramatma. We learn about Paramatma in the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says, Ishvara sarva bhutanam hriddeshe arjun tishtati. I am situated in your heart, and I am directing the wanderings of all living entities. Krishna also talks about the Paramatma when he says, Sarvasya chaham hriddi sannivishta. Sannivishta, I am situated, I am sitting, where? In the heart. And there are other verses in Bhagavad Gita where Krishna explains how he is Paramatma. There is a nice discussion of Paramatma in the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where he is described as Anumanta hi upadrashta. The super soul Paramatma is the overseer and sanctioner. He sees everything and he gives thumbs up, thumbs down on anything. This is also described in chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna explains the five causes for the result of any activity. And the final item of the five, Daiva, also refers to the Paramatma. Some people will say destiny, but destiny is not some blind thing. Destiny is the representative of the decision of God. He is the one that gives one's destiny depending on your choices. That is destiny. Destiny means I made a decision, I made a choice, and depending on that choice, I get a predictable result. That result, good or bad, who decides that? Paramatma, God. Then the final feature, the ultimate phase of the Absolute Truth, Bhagavan. Bhaga, opulence. Van, possessor of. Just like you are familiar with the word Gyanavan. You see that word in Bhagavad Gita. Possessor of knowledge, Gyanavan. So Bhagavan means somebody is the possessor of opulences, which they are six. Aishvarasya, Samagrasya, Viryasya, Yashasatsriya, Jnanavairagyoschaiva, Shanam Bhaga Itingana. Bhagavan, God, has beauty, wealth, fame, strength, wisdom, and renunciation at the same time, but to an unlimited degree. That's God. That's Bhagavan. If your definition of God does not have that concept, then your definition of God is faulty. Bhagavan. All the opulences simultaneously to an unlimited degree. You wish you had even one of those opulences to an unlimited degree. Even if you had one, everybody would be worshiping you. You wouldn't get any sleep at night. There'd be a line of people 10 times around your house asking for your ashirvad. But we don't, so don't worry. None of us have any one of the opulences unlimitedly. Not even Donald Trump. Although he may think he does. Yes, unlimited ignorance. Very good there. Thank you. That was a good point. You get two dings. Very good. Excellent. So the Absolute Truth is one thing understood in three features. Progressive stages of realization. Now, the next verse, which starts today, here is the Sanskrit shloka given to us by Suta Goswami. Why did the sages of Naimisharanya select Suta Goswami? The reason was he was present at the original recitation of Bhagavatam by Shukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit, and in that, before Shukadeva left, Shukadev said to everyone there, you see this Suta Goswami? Later, after Parikshit dies, later, he will speak this Bhagavatam, which I just spoke, to the sages of Naimisharanya. Because Shukadeva Goswami is Trikalagya. He can see past, present, future. So it's even predicted in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Suta Goswami says, Tatsradadhana munayo jnana vairagya yuktaya pashanti atmani chatmanam bhaktya sruta grahitaya. I would beg your indulgence to please repeat. The seriously inquisitive student or sage, well equipped with knowledge and detachment, realizes that absolute truth by rendering devotional service in terms of what one has heard from the Vedanta Sutti. So this is a very prominent verse. Because in the previous verse, Sutta defined the absolute truth. That's all right. The next question is, how can I get that absolute truth? Just for instance, if somebody said, there's $1 billion available to you, your next question is, where do I sign up? How do I, right? It's not enough to know that there's $1 billion. What do I got to do? Where do I sign? Are there any strings attached? Do I have to sell my soul to the devil? Which many people have done, by the way, over the course of human society. It's a fact. So these lines that I had you repeat, these are important. So the first thing, serious. You have to be a serious student. You can't expect to realize the absolute truth and have it be something, whatever. No. It's like if you act like that in your job or business, you're not going to get very far. Yes. And you know, Kakani, when you used to have your business, right? You had to pay close attention to and make sure nobody's stealing, right? Watch the accounts. Yes, but you were ever vigilant, paying your taxes. It wasn't that you were just sitting back all day, right? You had to put a lot of attention into running your business or your engineers. You know, it requires a lot of attention. So serious and inquisitive. Inquisitive means you're asking questions of the guru, you're asking questions of saintly persons, you're asking questions that you're looking for the answers in the shastras. That's what it means to be inquisitive. Just like I know for a fact, I've talked to doctors and they told me, oh yes, even though I have my doctorate degree, I have to keep up on the latest developments because things are constantly changing. You have to keep up. So you have to seriously inquire from the scriptures. It's a constant study every day. Now the next thing. The next thing is jnana vairagya. That is your equipment. That is your equipment. Whatever profession you are in, there is equipment necessary. Whether you be a doctor or an engineer or a musician, there is equipment. So what is your equipment for realizing the absolute truth? Knowledge and detachment. Detachment means not that I'm simply here to enjoy. Detachment means, no, it's not. Just like you told your children, when your children were in school, you told them, okay, 1 hour of television after you do your homework, didn't you? You just didn't let your children come home from school, all right, go play video game. No. Did you do your homework? You were on top of your children, were you not? I know Indian families, you stress the education. If you're going to pay for the college, you know, hey. Right? So detachment means that you're not just simply doing things so that you can enjoy. Then the key line. What is the process for realizing the absolute truth? Bhakti, once again. Bhakti. Gee, how does that remind me of Bhagavad Gita? Yes, because 3 times Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, you want to know me? Bhakti. You want to come to me? You want to see me? 3 times. 11th chapter, 8th chapter, 18th chapter. If you want the exact verses, I'll give them to you. Because it's an important thing. Same way, why that verse that I always chant, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama. Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva. Nastyeva means not by karma, not by jnana, and not by yoga, separate from bhakti. Because bhakti is a yoga. But any other yoga, no. You're not going to realize the absolute truth. Maybe partially, because there's partial realization of the absolute truth. I discussed that last month, by the way, how there is partial realization of absolute truth. But here we're talking about realizing the full absolute truth. The answer given by Sutta Goswami is rendering devotional service, which I said at the beginning, you're doing the first one, Shravanam, hearing. I'm doing two. I'm hearing and I'm chanting. When we do the arti, you'll also be doing hearing, chanting, and worshiping. So arti is a big deal because you're doing three items of devotional service. Unless you're like this, then you're only getting two. Huh? No. Because even you don't chant, because you're hearing, you get the benefit. The poison still acts. Even like in ISKCON, they go out on the street to do the kirtan, and sometimes the people go like this. Too bad. That sound vibration is penetrating. Gotcha. That's the beauty of kirtan. Now the last item, not only do you have to do devotional service, but how you have been taught by the Vedanta Shruti. In other words, you can't make up your own devotional service. It has to be according to Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. Which, again, something if you read Prabhupada's books, on every page he's telling you, you need a spiritual master. If you study Prabhupada's books, in every purport, eventually you're going to read this line. Under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual. It's like Prabhupada used to say all the time, you can't just read books and become a doctor. No, you have to get the approval. Right? And I'm sure in engineering, right? You can't just say, hey, I read all the books. No. In the olden days in Europe, they had this thing, apprenticeship. You would go to a master and you would learn, and you know from your Indian culture, this is not a new concept. For most Westerners, this is a new concept, but Indian people, you know, that is the system, guru. So, this is what Sutta Goswami is saying here. You render devotional service as it is taught by the conclusions of the Shastras. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra for me one time.